For most of us who live relatively comfortable lives in the U.S., it is very difficult to imagine the everyday lives of people in the developing world. So the aid group Heifer International created a program that gives American children a taste of how other people live. The World Vision Report's Cynthia Graber has our story from Massachusetts.
Heifer International's Overlook Farm sits in the rolling hills of Rutland in central Massachusetts. But within the 270 acres of green pasture here, the group has managed to fit a half dozen different countries. There's Thailand, complete with a small rice paddy and a water buffalo. Tibet has a yak, as well as a tent built with yak hair.
Can we have those matches back?
I just want to sneak one little piece.
And over in Kenya, a patch of land with a thatched open hut and a fire pit, 9 high school students from a church youth group are making lunch. This meal begins a 24-hour exercise in eating, much like a poor person in a developing country. Heifer International volunteer Hannah Giles explains what they'll be eating for lunch.
We're making ugali, which is a cornmeal dish typical for rural Kenya, certain areas of rural Kenya, I suppose. And we're going to serve it with kale and tomatoes and onions cooked in oil and salt.
After almost an hour of cooking, each person takes a small slice of thickened cornmeal and a dollop of vegetables. Giles talks to the group about the meal's healthy nutritional content.
Problem is that you're not eating all that much of it. So even if things are good, we had 2 tomatoes divided among how many people? 17 people, right? 1 onion divided among 17 people, right? So it might be, like, the food itself might be really good for you, but the quantity that you're eating isn't going to make it particularly effective.
Heifer International uses this working farm and a ranch in Arkansas to help educate Americans about life in poor countries. Both originally served as breeding facilities for animals such as goats and cows that Heifer once shipped to needy people in developing countries. Today, Heifer buys the animals locally. The students here leave Kenya and help out with general farm chores, such as picking vegetables, taking the llamas out to pasture, or feeding hungry pigs. Then, in the early evening, they divide into 3 groups, Thailand, Peru, and Guatemala, and prepare to go shopping at a market run by volunteers. The group strategize about what they can afford with the small amount of money they've been given.
Do you really need the green peppers?
No. Okay, so there's oil. Okay. What else?
The garlic.
Okay.
And potatoes.
When the market opens, everyone approaches a table to haggle with Heifer volunteers.
How much for one potato?
One potato, 10. I'm going to say probably,
is that gonna be
it's depending on the size, anywhere from 16 to 19.
Well, you see, I'm really cheap, so it's
going to be potato.
It's hard for us to make
No, I've seen better potatoes than that. I've seen a lot better potatoes.
You tell me where I can find better potatoes than this. I don't really want to sell you things if you're going to be insulting my produce.
After much arguing, they walk away with their provisions and set off to prepare dinner. It takes an hour and a half to build the fire and make tonight's meal for 7, a soup of rice, 1 carrot, 1 potato, a couple of tomatoes, and some garlic. 14-year-old James Burrell is not happy about the result.
They shouldn't put us through this experience. I think it's too much. Staying out in their houses and living their life is okay, but eating exactly what they eat, I don't know. It's just, I'm used to eating a lot more for dinner.
What does it make you think about?
Home. Makes you think about home, where I eat a lot. And how they suffer.
Breakfast the next morning is millet porridge. James dreams out loud about what he'd rather be eating.
A McDonald's McGriddle. Sausage egg McGriddle, that's what I want for breakfast. Yeah, oh, like 3 of those.
At the end of their 24-hour poverty exercise, the students gather in a circle to share their feelings about the experience.
It made me realize how easy my life is, because, you know, I used to think, like, it's a lot easier than what I used to think after experiencing that.
I kind of learned that, like, when we go back to our houses, that we're really spoiled. I mean, like, we go home to, like, really good food, and now it's like, you eat, like, 2 or 4 servings a day, and, like, people don't even eat one.
Gary Pyatt is the pastor of the Jerusalem Western Salisbury Union Church in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He's brought a number of teen groups to the Heifer Farm, including the one here today.
Faith
for me is kind of a living faith, where you hear the stories of Jesus, you reflect on those stories, and then you map out what those stories are inspiring you to do in your cultural context of who you are. You know, utilizing the gifts that we have to make things happen and make a difference in the world.
Pastor Pyatt hopes this year's group will translate their experience into action. Last year, the students from his church who took part in this exercise raised $2,000 for Heifer International. The money was used to purchase animals for people in need. For the World Vision Report, this is Cynthia Graber in Rutland, Massachusetts.